Tech Radio 轻松快报。在最近的一项研究当中，科学家们发现，人们在身体伤痛时和情感跌落时，大脑受到的刺激部位是一样的。这是不是告诉我们，情感给我们带来的痛苦其实是真实存在、可以衡量的呢？
In a recent study, scientists observed that when the participants felt rejected, the flow of blood increased to the area of their brain known as the anterior cingulated cortex. And this same area has also been associated with the emotional response to unpleasant physical pain.
So you're saying that the same part of the brain apparently responds to both physical bruises and bruised feelings?
See? No wonder I hurt so much.
Okay, so what do scientists think this means?
Well, for one thing, this may signal that the need for social connections is as strong as the need to stay out of physical harm. For mammals, apparently, being excluded from a group can be dangerous, even deadly. I mean, evolutionarily speaking, living and working in a group is a key component of how well humans have managed to survive.
So I guess this means that we have to stop dismissing emotional pain as something imaginary.
Yeah.And the next step might be to test whether the extent to which you feel comfortable socially helps lessen the pain of rejection.
This same area has been associated with the emotional response to unpleasant physical pain. Emotional, 感情的情绪的，例如 She had a major emotional upset.他情绪上受到了沉重的打击。Response to 对什么什么的反应，例如 She made no response to my letter. 她没有回我的信。Unpleasant 使人不愉快的、讨厌的，例如 I found his manner extremely unpleasant. 我发现他的态度非常讨厌。Yeah, and the next step.Might be to test whether the extent to which you feel comfortable socially helps lessen the pain of rejection. 我们来看看这句话的结构。这个句子是个宾语从句，主句是 the next step might be test whether 引导的从句做 test 的宾语。而这个宾语从句本身又包含一个 you which 引导的非限制性宾语从句。来修饰 extent 程度，整句话的意思就是，那么接下来咱们就要讨论，是不是我们一定程度上的快乐可以减轻我们身体上的痛楚呢？